your Son Jesus. Oh, we're so thankful for the Lamb of God. How we rejoice and sing praises to the Lamb, Father. Oh, we're so thankful for the blood of the Lamb, and we're so thankful for the love of the Lamb. Grateful to God and the work, oh, hallelujah, that you are doing. And Lord, we just delight in you. Lord, have our spirits truly dance before you today, Lord God, and singing and making melody in our hearts. God, what a sanctuary you've given us here. Oh, to come into, Lord Jesus, and you have guarded this, and you have preserved this. Your Holy Spirit, the power of your might goes forth. And oh, a demonstration of the love that will not let us go. We are so ever grateful to you. Now, Lord, thank you for every heart that's here today. And we do. We are looking only to you. Lord, we're expecting, and Lord, the hidden treasure that you continue to reveal, it's just breathtaking. Lord, help us to look deep into it. Help us to venture on. Help us to, again, have the perfect love that casts out all fear. Help us to go boldly. And Lord, again, let us just look and rely only upon you today. Anoint your people with your anointed word. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd open up your Bibles with me today, we're going to Hebrews chapter 6. Some just precious scripture. And I pray we rejoice in our family that is present with the Lord. And in this case, it's Brother Abraham. So in the 6th chapter of Hebrew, I'll read a couple verses here, beginning in verse 13. And it says there, for when God made promise to Abraham, I like that. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Patiently endured, brothers and sisters. That means long of spirit. Not to lose heart, no matter the circumstance. And this waiting is not just waiting, but it's patiently waiting. Really emphasize these things. And I think how perfectly God lays this out, because, brothers and sisters, Wednesday night, you're going to hear a patience message. Oh, my goodness. If you come, if he tarry, if he will. But I'm telling you, the patience that the Lord has with us and the patience that he wants to instill in our lives. But this patient waiting here means assured, satisfied, knowing that the wait is more than worth it. Like we said earlier, it's not even worthy to even mention that in a sense. But we're a feeble group. Slow to believe people sometimes, and God has to tell it like it is, it's not even worthy to be mentioned. And that is the life, brothers and sisters. This is the life that is patiently waiting, that attains the promises of God. And here we are. We are placed in a world that wants nothing to do with waiting. Nothing to do. It's completely opposite. How God works this all, it is amazing. It is truly against all odds, but with God there's no odds. But you see what I'm saying. So he's placed us in a world that has nothing to do with waiting. Impatience abounds. Rash decisions are everywhere. From the kings to the smallest of households, there is no waiting. And then to go a little bit further, not only in this world, let's talk about us. Well, since I don't want to talk about you, I'll talk about me. I know that within this flesh, I'm going to be honest before you and before the Lord. Not only is there not a bone, there's not a cell. You can ask my wife, naturally speaking, and my mother, that really wants to wait. But praise God for the patience of the Lord.
Because in that, truly, I know the miracle. Truly, the miracle. People are always waiting for a miracle. Let me tell you something. God brings patience into your life. It's a miracle. It is. Know it. Know it. It's beyond the Red Sea because it's truly what God is looking for. And you'll find out it's truly the heart of the bride. She waits patiently. She abides and endures and, again, wants nothing more than to please Him. And we please Him by waiting on the Lord. Now, let's read the 12th verse together of this 6th chapter. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. See, brothers and sisters, it's very clear and it's very simple. They that wait and believe. They that believe and wait. It all comes in the same package, praise be to God, inherit the promise. See, and listen to this. Really listen to this. This isn't a hope of a somewhere. As we said earlier, this isn't an if, it's a when. This is definite. He will do it. His word is true. And in due time, He will. He shall exalt you. Your time is coming. Your day has not come. I am so thankful by God's grace. I am looking for the Lord's day. And He's inviting us to participate in it with Him from the very beginning. Not just entering in as it's going on, as some will, but from the very beginning. You have a Lord, and I'm talking about your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is waiting to take the throne. And He's waiting on one thing. He's waiting for His wife. Because He knows that He is not complete without her to take the throne as God. Do you know these things? I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about the proposal here. This is real. This is true. This is what's in the offering. This is a love that goes beyond any love that you could ever fathom, you could ever imagine. That very God of very God, the I Am, the Lamb of God, is waiting for the Lamb's wife. The love. And the lover of the Lamb. Now, what about Sarah and her Isaac? Was Isaac worth waiting for? Was the promise of God worth waiting for? Was it worth all the ridicule, all of the teasing? Was it worth it all for just that one promise? You know it. What about Moses? Put on the backside of that desert. 40 years is a long time. 40 years is a long time after you spent 40 years in looking at the suffering of the people of God. Looking at the Lord being mocked. Being still for that amount of time. And then saying, honey, I'm going to give you a double portion of waiting. You want a double portion of waiting? Come on now. Only God could do it. Only God could have you willing to say, Lord, I'll take what you have. Because I know it's right. Now, do you think after that double portion of waiting, was it worth it? To see the mighty hand of God like Moses got to see. To be used of the Lord so mightily. Was it worth the wait? And then the sweet kids down there studying about Job. Was the double portion worth it to Job to wait? Through all the heartache, the sorrow, the pain. I couldn't imagine, nor in a way would I want to. But was it worth the wait? Job would honestly come forth, tried through that fire, and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So what's the one thing in common with all of these? They waited patiently. Listen to this. See, we're talking about our brothers, our ancestry, our spiritual ancestry. The full overcomers in the Old Testament. Mark them. Those are the examples. By faith, they patiently endured and obtained the promise. Okay? By faith, you are patiently enduring to attain the bridegroom. Do you believe it? Is it going to be worth the wait? That's not even worthy to be mentioned. Let your heart just sit on that now for a while. Now, time and time again throughout the Word of God, we are shown very clearly the disaster. And it's an absolute disaster when you don't wait on the Lord. When you go in your own strength and you get impatient with God. And that's what it is. You can call it, well, I had to. I felt. Huh? I thought. Those are dangerous words. Let this mind be in you. Which is also in Christ Jesus. And we go by faith, not by sight, and obviously not by feeling. Those murmuring Israelites showed us that, didn't they? They came out of that marvelous deliverance out of Egypt, but they never changed from, I've got to have it now. See, man's never changed. You think about how people advertise to you, you know, the corporations, the companies, how do they entice you? Well, you got to have it now. That's why you got to have a credit card. Huh? Didn't you understand? That's how you get it now. And you get it. You get the bill. If you can't afford the bill, you get the interest payments. If you can't get the interest payments, you get the letter from the attorney, the collector. You get it. Get it now. The only thing you want to get now is you want to get the Word of God and be patient. Listen to this. You want to win God's best? I don't believe you'd be here if you didn't. It's a patient run. It's going to be on His time. It's going to be His way. And this is what He tells you. See, Saul, King Saul, he lost the throne. He lost that precious anointing that God had put upon his life. God was faithful to put it upon his life. God knew in that position he needed it. But he felt rushed. He felt he needed to. He could have justified, well, I've got to do it for the people. Huh? No, you wait on me because I've got an appropriate place in the body that's going to present the sacrifice. And you wait. But he didn't. And it was taken from him. We see these things over and over. The disaster, the destruction of the temporal satisfaction of wanting to see immediate results with our eyes. Your flesh is not built for waiting. I have news for you. Understand it. These things don't take us unawares. We're not ignorant of the devil's devices. Because you understand one thing. Your flesh is weak. It would be quick to fail, quick to sin, quick to do anything else but yield to God. And only by my Spirit, saith the Lord, can He get that done. That's why over and over with these things in our life, we continue to fail. We continue to come up short. We continue to return to the muck and the mire. Because I went in my own strength and I did not wait upon the Lord. Sometimes it takes time. Do you know that? Faith is immediate because you trust in Him. But you're trusting Him when it's on your time, Lord. That doesn't mean I just keep going off into what I'm doing. It's just that I'm still trusting You, God, and waiting and abiding patient. The way of escape has already been made. Do you believe that? Come on now, brothers and sisters. This is why the victory is at hand. By faith. Not by what I see, not by what I feel, and not by what somebody's telling me, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord, by the word of God. I have people, and most of the time it's not people, it's not flesh and blood anyways. It's just principality, spiritual wickedness in high places. I understand the darkness that's out there. He's coming to me. Oh, well, look at there. Look at that. How could that be? It is written. Behold the Lamb. So knock it off. You see? Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. He fights my battles. Praise the Lord. I just want to love what he does. I want to love how he does it. Now, I don't want you to hurry through and miss the best part. And God help me to not hurry through and miss the best part. There will come a time in everybody's life that the line upon line life is going to be shown forth. The line upon line and line upon line. It's coming. See, there's a lot of folks that look good on the outside. Oh, man, that's solid. But they weren't built on the stuff. They were built on a lot of hooey and a lot of show, a lot of talk. The secrets of men will be judged by God, by Jesus Christ, according to Paul's gospel. The epitome of that someday, he's going to bring her forth and make known to all that I've loved her. That's going to be shown by Paul's gospel. Do you understand the value? I don't sit here in confidence in myself. I don't sit here in boasting in anything of me. But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. I am saved to the uttermost by his blood. But if by any means to be saved from a tribulation that's coming, if by any means to be saved from the cares of this world, I am so thankful that I know, I do know, I'm free. I'm free from this world. By God's grace, I stand giving him all the glory. It has no affection for me, and I don't have any affection for it. I'm thankful for the Lord of the things that he allows me to enjoy, the things that he allows me to have. Oh, I give him great praise and honor and thanks. And I glory in the great things. As I told a brother that tonight, the little things. There'll be a sermon on the little things. Just the little things. But you don't realize how much the little things mean in your praise. Oh my. Now, faith, brothers and sisters, sees the finish line. Faith sees the plan, the purpose, the entire picture of God. Faith sees that there is joy and treasure in the trial of waiting because faith sees that God has got it all. Faith sees and settles in that waiting on the Lord, brothers and sisters, is the greatest testimony of faith and love that we could ever have to our lives. I'm thankful that it would testify to you, but I'm talking about being a testimony to yourself. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the miracle of Christ in me. I'm talking about standing back and beholding, praise the Lord, the man I hope to be coming forth. Isn't that amazing? That's what I love about the Lord. That's why I love to understand, oh wretched man, that I am apart from God. I love that. I love to think about, it's crazy talk, but it's only the Holy Spirit could bring it. I'm beginning to glory in my infirmities. It's so wonderful. I'm seeing the privilege of my weakness. The privilege of my insufficient, my inadequacies. I'm talking about the ones that are so apparent to my heart that maybe no one else ever knows. Not, Lord, fix them. Lord, thank you that you got them. The power of Christ is abiding on me. The power of Christ is abiding on me. Oh, it's wonderful. Yes, drunk in the Spirit, that's okay. It's fine with me. Through the foolishness of preaching, I hope it reaches you. Praise God. Praise be to God. Now, brothers and sisters, I will tell you this. Peter, so magnified, that impatient trait so many times, and especially in his spiritual walk. Impatient. I was reading John 13 this morning. It's amazing how the Lord will just get you to open up something. I didn't think about it, but he wanted me to go there. Lord's going to wash his feet. You're never going to wash my feet, Lord. Oh, really? Well, if I don't wash your feet, you're not going to have any part of me. Oh, well, then Peter again jumps ahead of the Lord. Oh, well, then wash me all over. No, I just need to wash your feet. When you're going to learn, wait. And I'm going to say it real blunt. When you're going to learn to shut up? Be still. See, he knows. Isn't it mighty to see that? Isn't it wonderful to rest on that? Peter finally saying to him that third time, Lord, thou knowest. It was different. I appreciate the love that he said. Oh, thou knowest, I love you. But the Lord, thou knowest. Paul's gospel knows. Paul's gospel knows what's sitting down in here. Amen? I don't need anybody to tell me what's sitting down in here. I appreciate when people do. I appreciate when people say, oh, I love the love of God, and I'm so thankful. I want to tell you when, by the God's grace, inspires me to say, I see the love of God in your eyes. I see it all over the place. It's wonderful. But I'm satisfied with his word telling me that. Be satisfied with it. Be satisfied, and so satisfied with it. Now, there wasn't maybe a one in the Word of God that wanted to be known as such a faithful one as Peter. Know that. And that's not a bad desire to want the Lord's faithfulness to be worked in you. It's just that I'd be careful in thinking to think, I want to be known as the faithful one. Beware. It's a wonderful thing to grow up into Him in all things. But you'll understand even to step one step towards that direction, I am His workmanship. It's all Him. Amen? Amen. So, in that, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you this. Line upon line is just what it means. And line upon line. It takes time. It takes time. God will put you on a super learning curve. I mean, it'll be so steep, amazing, how He'll bring the love of God to your life. But as you know, as you've gone on with the Lord, it takes time. It takes experience. It takes the test. It takes the trying of your faith, which is more precious than gold that is tried in the fire. It takes that. But what it's going to take is by God's grace, you having the faith to believe Him, to be still, and to wait. And to wait. See, don't be discouraged when things don't happen right away. In your natural life, it's precious to wait. I am so thankful for camp, but I've heard from a few, and I've heard it every year. Well, little so-and-so, or brother this, or sister elder this and that, or whatever it might be. They're a little discouraged that they didn't receive the Holy Spirit. Be patient. Don't be discouraged. And don't let anybody else discourage you. Don't. Oftentimes, those things that you waited for are far sweeter than the one it came to so quickly. Know it. Rest in it. Treasure that. See, that's not the hope of a somewhere. That's the hope of I believe in Him who promised. And He did. He said He'd be all sufficiency to you. He wants you to have the things of Christ. Because He's already blessed them with you anyways. More than you could ever want them. So we go back and I ask you, do you think that there were ever mothers that loved their children, especially their sons, more than a Sarah and a Hannah? Those sisters had to wait. They had to wait for their children. They went through ridicule, mocking, such dark times. They had husbands that loved them so. But nothing would satisfy except Jesus encouraging them that they continued to look to the promises of God. Let me tell you something. When God promises you something, believe it. Don't doubt Him. Don't doubt Him. You know, I believe my natural dad. When my natural dad told me something, I believed him. And you know what? I would have to say, I can't remember a time that it didn't come to pass. Now, I know he was a very man of a very man, and he was just a man. But how much my Heavenly Father? How much more the Word of God that is yea and amen? That it is true, and I can't swear by any greater than myself, because I am. I say it, and it's so. And He said it for me, and you know it's right. And He said it for you if you will just lay hold of it. Lord, I believe. This isn't claiming it. This is just, I believe it. You said it. It is mine. I've already got it. Now bring it out. Manifest it. Those two mothers that waited so sweetly. Here came Isaac. The promise. And here came little Samuel, the greatest prophet. Where's the wait? You want sons like that? You want fruit like that? The only way it happens is you got to wait. It's going to take time. But you'll come forth. So beautiful. So ravishing. So amazing. That someday He'll say, honey, you got it all. You got it all. This is how faith is tested, brothers and sisters. The sign of someone that is truly in love is that they endure. And they endure not out of duty, they endure out of love. And we've rejoiced in this many times. But true love waits for the lover. True love waits for the lover. True lovers are patient for the return of the lover. Because only the true love will do. You think about Jacob. Leah was a catch. She was beautiful. She was wonderful. What a wife. But Rachel was the one and only. It wouldn't be right without her. And you see, that's just how He is, brothers and sisters. The lovers are the same. They're the same in that love because they share the agape love. In James 5:7, here's what that sweet lover says. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. He's waiting for you. He's abiding patiently, just watching the fruit be produced. And I'm so thankful that the latter rain is just about done. It's just about completely exhausted itself. Hallelujah. And his voice is about to be heard. And you know how his voice is heard? It's a shout. He's excited. He's not saying, "Hello, I'm coming. I'm here, I'm here, I'm here." The shout of the archangel, the trump of God. What's he say? "Come away, my love, my fair one." And you'll read in there, it's so precious. Hallelujah. It's Solomon, Song of Solomon, I believe, second chapter. "My beloved, speak to me. Come away, my love, my fair one." Next verse is even. "For the winter is past." It's over. And the rain, the latter rain, it's gone. Do you know where you're at? Do you know where we're at? Do you know he's on the wing? Do you know he's already leaping on the hills? Do you know he's already running through the field? Do you know, by God's grace, I really believe he's got a glimpse of our camel, but we haven't seen him just yet? You ready to light off? I love that. You ready to light off? It's worth the wait. It's worth it. And that's not worthy to be uttered. That's not even worthy to be mentioned. Let's bow our heads. Father, we come to you and just thankfulness today. Lord, thank you for causing your sheep to be attentive. Lord, we're thankful that you enable us to minister to one another, to plant and to water. And oh, how rich is the seed. And oh, how pure and sweet is the water. But Lord, we look to you and you alone for the increase. God, I do. In the joy, there's still a burden. There's a heaviness. For your people to truly make the move. To want to enter in, Lord God, and not just see it from afar off. Not just rejoice that someone else is joy unspeakable and full of glory. But Lord, for a heart to finally say today, "Why not me? Why not me?" Lord, help us to come forth today. Whether it be physically down to this altar or a heart that's drawn just to hit the pew on their knees. Help us to bend it now. Help us to lay before you and to embrace those sweet feet. And truly say, "Lord, give me a heart that's seeking, I have won." We give you the praise, we give you the thanks forever. Praise you for these sweet words. In Jesus' name, amen.